Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music Show! Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at. A fuck pilot. We doing what we love just to hear it play back. This is where the real hits at.
The Young Castro from the Outlaw.
It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all? This is Keyshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. Is the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Welcome to episode 95 of the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Perez, and, man, we got a special guest in the building tonight, man. We got Killer Tay, West Coast legend. Last time I interviewed this cat was about, shit, about 8 fucking years ago already. Man, I'm going to bring him out right now. What's up, Tay?
What's up with you, man?
Man, how the hell you been over the last decade, damn near?
Ah, man, just moving and grooving, still doing what I do best.
Yeah, man, I know you constantly put out music over the years. You know what I'm saying? You steadily,
yes,
you know what I'm saying, continue to just be consistent. You know what I'm saying? You've seen all the changes. You've seen all, I mean, you put out music before, you know what I'm saying, the internet took over the game. You've been putting out music while these swaggots kind of took over the game. These dudes wearing dresses, and you've seen all these different phases. How the hell have you been able to keep yourself relevant in this game and consistently putting out music? What's the formula?
I kind of just, I stick to my plan, and a long time ago, I was taught that, like, you know, the best thing in the game is to have consistency, so,
yeah.
You know, I stay consistent. I at least try to put out an album a year and something to satisfy the fans, you know, no matter what I'm going through or whatever, but, you know,
yeah.
I try to stay active. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Definitely, and you know what I'm saying, one of your biggest, you know what I'm saying, allies is, man, considered by many to be the most hardcore motherfucker in the game ever, Bo motherfucking Loke. What's it like
my
working
best friend.
With that cat? Your best friend. See, there you have it, folks. Your best friend. Man, what's it like? Let me rephrase that question. What's it like being Sebo's best friend?
Well, you know, we always had a good chemistry, whether we in or out of the studio, and you know, we never had an argument in our life, man. So that's why I consider him my best friend. And you know, it's been a wild roller coaster. Been through a lot, you know, as far as with the federal agents and everything like that. But, you know, life is life, and I stick with my friends, you know.
Yeah,
stick to
loyalty.
The script. Yes, sir, loyalty is royalty over here, man.
Like Ready Red, balls in your word, man. That's what it's all about, you know. And Bo, man, when we had him on the show and when I've interviewed him in the past, I've always said, you know, you spent virtually half your life behind prison, and he still has managed to have a discography bigger than, you know, pretty much anybody in the game. You know,
yeah,
that dude's got to be
a, you know,
workaholic.
Work
yeah.
is what counts. Yeah, we workaholics. We both got good work ethic, you know, so.
Yeah. And now
it's up to us to keep the legacy rolling.
You got to, man, because if you look around, and I know you know what I'm talking about, you see it, everybody sees it, they're pushing it to the youth right now. If you look around, you're seeing these dudes, like I was talking about earlier, wearing tights, wearing skirts, dresses, some of them carrying purses. I saw Dwayne Wade carry a fucking purse to the basketball
game. Yeah, the man purses,
game.
Yeah, the man purse, I call that the man purse.
It's like, what the fuck is going on? Because I saw a video, I don't know if you've seen this, but it was a bunch of young kids, about 11, 12 years old, rapping, you know what I'm saying, calling themselves homo thugs, rapping about sucking dick and all kinds of crazy shit. It's like, what the fuck happened? You know what I'm saying? Because when I was a kid, they told us, oh, man, Two Live Crew is bad for you. At least they were talking about getting pussy. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
Yeah, yes, sir. Somewhere it went wrong. You know, somewhere, I think, I kind of think it had to do with a lot of the drug era that came, like, after the 2000s. And people just got lost in the reality of it, you know, and started just following fads. And then once you follow a fad and don't have a solid foundation, you're going to be out there lost. That's how it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's real shit, man. And when you're, you know, when you look at your idols, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up, you know what I'm saying, it was Michael Jordan, you know, and Scottie Pippen and stuff like that. They didn't show up to the game in person. Now, Dennis Rodman, that's a different story. He was out there. Everybody knew that. He was gone in the dome, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you look up to Dwayne Wade or some of these other dudes or a lot of, like, ASAP Rocky, for example, dude shows up, you know what I'm saying, in a fucking dress. It's like, what the fuck? Next thing you know, you got a 5-year-old kid running around wanting to wear that dress. But it's up to the parents,
exactly.
Though, I would say. You know, the parents got to...
Well, it's the parents, and also it's the surroundings. You know, if you have some real homeboys like me, Sebo is my partner, he's not going to let none of my homies come around in no skirt. I'm not going to let that happen. It ain't going to fly, you know what I mean? we ain't going to allow that. So, you know, people do what's allowed, and you know, a lot of people they think it's cool to look tight jeans and all that. It's just never. I won't even let my son dress like that. If he liked it, I wouldn't let him dress like that.
Yeah,
you know, I can't do it.
Yeah, I stand with you 100% like that. I made a graphic not too long ago, and I put up. I mean, it had Vin Diesel, Lil Wayne, Wade, Rocky, all these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Trinidad James, and I put on there when I was a kid. If someone dressed like this, you got beat the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
You'll get chased. And see, that's, you know, I don't want to get into my political views too much, but, you know, I think the society now kind of accepts too much. Women accept homosexuality, so, you know, it's kind of a popular thing. But, you know, where we come from, if it was a faggot, he was trying to keep it on the under. He wasn't trying to be flamboyant with it if he was in my neighborhood, so... It get ran up out of there or beat up or, you know, even worse than that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I just remember a time in the era, you know what I'm saying, when you had, you know, different, you know, you had sections of rap. If you wanted the backpack stuff, you had it. If you wanted the hardcore gangster shit, you had it. If you wanted the chance, you went to Luke, you know what I'm saying? And if you were into that weird fruity shit, you had, like, PM Dawn or Kid and Play or some fuck shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But now, if you look, the game is like, it's almost pressuring people to where they got to wear this or dress like that. And, you know, that's why I fuck with y'all, because you guys, you're sticking to the formula that you started with. You ain't changing up. And I respect the fuck out of that, man. Real talk.
And that's, I had this discussion recently, but me, myself, I'd rather be respected than liked. You know, so, and especially growing up, you know, if you grew up in the street, you know, it's about respect. It's not about all the, you know, the fads and all that. You know, it was more or less, you got to do what you got to do to get your respect, and that's how you build a legacy. You know, we're not like one-hit wonder type dudes. We've been making music all our life, and we're still doing it. So, it's a reality sense.
Well, you guys, that's another thing I respect about y'all, too. You guys got that independent fucking hustle, you know what I'm saying, that is you know what I'm saying, unmatched. I mean, you yourself, you've done movies, you've done, you know what I'm saying, compilations. I mean, you put out so many independent albums, collaboration albums, you know what I'm saying. What keeps you motivated to do this, man? I mean, you got to have love for it. I know you're on a paper chase, but you got to have love for it, too, at the end of the day, no?
Of course. I mean, it's part of me. I've been rapping since I was 7 years old, since I was a little kid, so... You know, I was taught to do what I'm good at. That's what I'm good at. I'm privileged enough to have been able to make a career, make some good money off of it. So, you know, I'm going to stick to my script. I'm going to try to keep the West Coast sound out there. The sound we have, I feel like it's really not, you know, nobody could really imitate that sound the same way we put it out there. So we the ones that got to keep it original and just build a legacy off of it. And that's enough for me to keep pride in my music and pride in what I'm doing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to get off on one of your songs right now, and then we're going to come back. you know, take some callers. But this song right here is called Gangstar. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this one?
That's my title track, really, off my album. That's my favorite song on the album, and that's right up my alley. It's my kind of music. I tried a few different things on this album, but, you know, that's our normal, our regular sound that we used to creating. So, you know, right, it was just like as soon as that beat came on, I already knew what I wanted to do. So
that mob shit.
And Bo, while I was helping him work on his album, and we was going through beats, and he went through about 200 beats and picked like five, and I was like, man, you real picky. And he was like, man, I'm going to tell you something. He's like, man, if the beat is hot, as soon as I hear it, I'm going to write a rap in about 2 minutes. I'm going to be ready. You know what I mean? It's just natural, like your spirit starts flowing. So, you know, if you got that kind of music, and I miss that sound. Like, I have a lot of producers that I deal with, and nowadays it's hard to get the music that we want. It's too digital. You know what I mean? I don't want to rap on all that stuff, so we had to take it back to the drawing board. I even had to start making beats again during the hyphy movement because nobody was making what I wanted to rap to, so.
That mob shit, I'm glad to see that, you know, during that whole movement, that there was still that mob shit there. You know what I'm saying? Because we covered it a lot at Murder Dog, and you know, I was happy to see that not everybody, so to speak, went for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not going nowhere. I mean, you have your different chapters of people in the music game. Some people make party music. Some people make street music. You know, we come from the street music era, and that's where it's at. You know, I rap to satisfy my fans. I don't rap to satisfy who I think is going to give me a deal or nothing like that. I make the music that I want to make, and still to this day, that's what I'm doing.
And that's why I'm so honored to have you in this fucking archive with all these other legends and pioneers like yourself. And we'll be right back with you, Tay. This is Gangstar. Check this shit out.
Yes, sir.
I don't give a fuck what they talk about. Stay humble but hungry is my motto. Salute a nigga and say, yes, sir. Yeah, it's my own mind. The game make the same, it's a war this time. I ain't worried about fame, I'm a T-A-N-G. S-D-A-R, born a Bogart. For this dope, we go hard. Used to be the homies, now they act like they don't know. But that's only cause I'm the truth and y'all niggas phony. No promo, I'm the master of the ceremony. My weed's only, my heat's on me, the whole blow. No love, truly, we get goony if niggas hate. And every time they try to snitch, I'm in a different state. Just when you weenies thought the coast was clear, I have your whole family whacked for what I grossed in a year. I'm talking unrestricted mob shit with blunts in the air. I fear nothing, fuck the feds if we taking it there. I'm on my thug religionism, so my gun is my Bible. And I don't turn the other cheek, and I don't run from my titles. Same cycle, gorilla blood pumping my veins, and ain't no love. We all new booties try to jump in the gas. We cop cruising with the beat to the max. Deleting the sack, it's hardball. I'm clowning you cats with weak rap. Got my bass pounding, sounding good, sounding the yak. That's why my money come in mountains with or without y'all class. I don't floss like I'm all that, but time gon' tell. And we gon' die the last legend if it's heaven or hell. So pray. Yeah, they talk that shit, but they don't walk that shit, cause they off that shit. Suckers in my mix, pull up in the whip and wave high to your bitch and let off the whole clear. I'm a gangster, we bust heads for the bread. I'm a gangster, no information for the bed. I'm a gangster, popping bottles, acting a fool, sending niggas back to church and on my own back to school. Consider it a privilege if we breathe in the same air. Baby mama looking for me at night, I ain't there. Uncut, bald head, nothing with no hair, don't stare. Say the
days when the ends come, they still gon' have them. I don't tell fables, I was born in the hood. This gangbanging shit is fake, but I'm off to the good. My little cousins claim blood, but it's love. We all got pistols, but we throwing on the gloves. This is problems, nigga, I don't fuck with fools. All I breed is gorillas. California coolin' with the G's and the killers, for real. Yeah, they talk that shit, but they don't walk that shit. Cause they off that shit. Suckers in my mix. Pull up in the whip and raise high to your bitch and let off the whole clip. I'm a gang star. We bust heads for the bread. I'm a gang star. No information for the feds. I'm a gang star. Popping bottles, acting the fool. Sending niggas back to church. And on my hoe back to school.
Yeah, real Boss Don shit. R.I.P. Big Cash from Portland. Love everybody, but anybody could get it, nigga.
JFK the Great, Space Lab Recordings present DeKalb Avenue, the mixtape. Download for free at Damp Hip, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and Reverb Nation.
Clutch. Haters can't see what we about to touch. You know they sideline hustlers that don't careers for 20 years. They still here for a visit. I'm a full head of hair, and y'all just extensions on the surface.
Make sure to follow JFK the Great on Twitter at TRHIMF.
Yeah, we're back here on the Murder Master Music. So you just heard Gang Star by the one and only Killer Tay. I'm going to bring him back on real quick. Man, that shit was hard as hell. Now, is that album out right now?
Yeah, it's out right now. I'm also doing my own independent sales, so right now I'm selling it through www.killertaycapone.com. Basically, you got to get it from me. I didn't solicit it to iTunes or none of that yet. I mean, I will in a while, but I'm gonna get my money off top. So that's how I'm doing it.
Oh yeah, yeah, hand over fist, man. That's the way to do it right there. You know, what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah, man. Why give it to them? You know what I'm saying? Like, until you get your bread, I feel that 100%. You know, you definitely got to do
that.
You know,
if you're in the game and you know this, you find out that other people ain't playing fair, you're going to find a way to, you know, do it for yourself. So that's what it is with me.
Yeah.
As long as I got the resources.
That's that independent hustle right there, that independent grind. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You guys, the blueprint, you know. Showed a lot of folks how to get money. And you guys always had a strong relationship with the Midwest. Are you going around different spots in the Midwest still doing shows and stuff like that?
Yes, sir. I just got back from Oklahoma and Wichita, Kansas. But, you know, the Midwest, they give us the most support, really. They love West Coast music, not only our music, but, you know, the Mac Dre's, you know, the Bay movement. The Midwest supports it 100%, so I got much love for the Midwest. Every time I go here, I get love.
Yeah, the Midwest is definitely, we are probably the biggest consumers. Because all this music, yo, whether it was East Coast or West Coast or down south, it came through us. It had to come through us.
Sir.
We're the center of America. You know what I'm saying? So that's all why right. When I grew up, I was bumping Spice One, the Ghetto Boys, you know what I'm saying, and Public Enemy, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. And we got much love for the fucking Bay Area, man. Much love for all of Cali, really. You know?
And you know, it shows. It shows, and we support the Midwest, too, you know. I presented a few projects from artists in the Midwest just to put them on, and that's how it goes, you know. Get out there and each one teach one. That's what I do.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We got a caller here. Don't know what area code, but hello? You're online with us. Am I going to have to give you the countdown? You ain't speaking. You got 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Come on, speak.
Yeah.
Come on. I'll give you a few more seconds. Speak. Who is this? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. All right. I guess this person does not want to talk, so, you know.
Maybe they got left on hold like me, probably.
Maybe that or they're scared. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask him this question, though. Caller.
Do you suck dicks?
I don't know, man. But hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, once they come back and get a hold, they listen to the show later on to hear that, man. They're going to blow up my email. But got to handle it some kind of way, man. We can't just let him come out and not say nothing, man. It's, you know,
yeah,
especially when
right,
we got Billy Kay up in this motherfucker.
Man, give him a minute.
But you said right now, you know what I'm saying, you're selling the physical copies of the CD. When do you plan on getting it online?
I actually sell my own digital copies, too, through my website. You know, you could order it directly from me, and I'll have it for them the next day, MP3 version.
Shit.
So, yeah,
that's
how I do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sir.
I'll tell you what, man, link me up, man. I'll throw you on our website. And we'll have that shit linked up right there, so you guys can go get it at ugsforlife.com. Go right to Killer Tay's website and get that shit.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
www.killertaycapone.com. That's what it is.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, but what about now? You know, you're notoriously known for doing collaboration albums. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you worked with Juice, you worked with Bo, you worked with a lot of people. You got any collab albums coming up?
Yeah, actually, my next project is called Salute the West, and it's starring me and West Coast Stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's Marva calling me on the other line, but I will get it heard later. But, yeah, it's a project. He produced my whole album, my last album. So I convinced him. He had a little rap skills. He plays every instrument. So I'm like, let's just do a project together. So West Coast Stone, he's out of Watts, but he's located in Seattle right now. We've been working together real tough. So that's the next one. Salute the West. I'll send you some promo for it and everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll put that rotation right here in the show. That's what the hell I'm talking about, man. That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's good to see. You know what I'm saying? Cats still linking up and doing different projects and stuff like that. So, you know, be looking out for that project. What about any acting? You got any films or anything you're working on? Or?
Yeah, well, I got some scripts wrote that me and Sivo actually wrote together, but we haven't. He did a film called Corruption, but we haven't got to the filming process of our movies yet. But I'm still on my DVD thing. You know, I was one of the first people to put out a DVD with The Murder Show. So I'm coming back with a project. It's going to be called We Come From The Streets. It's going to be a DVD just, you know, going around and, you know, putting some of the younger artists and the people that's out there. Because, you know, we from the streets, but I don't necessarily live a street life like I used to. But, you know, everybody I'm around is affiliated. So I'm going to try to put everybody together. You know, just bring it to light and let the fans really see where we come from.
Yeah, that's real shit. And you know, like you said, you know what I'm saying, the life, everybody gets old. Everybody has kids. You know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
and certain things, you can't do certain things that you did when you was 15, 16, 17 years old. You know?
No, sir.
And you know, especially nowadays. But these kids now, a lot of these kids nowadays, man, they are fucking crazy. I mean, you got 11 and 12-year-olds killing dudes our age. You know what I'm saying? On a regular basis. You know, Chicago last year, you know what I'm saying? Chicago had more murders than the entire country of Afghanistan. You know what I'm saying? And Afghanistan's at war. So it's like, what? And that's just one city in America. That's not including Sac or Gary or Flint or New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? That's just one city.
That's, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, But it was like, to me, I grew up in Los Angeles, I grew up in Fresno, and the gang lifestyle was big. So, you know, that's been going on, but it's just more broad now. It's a broader regions, you know, now. It wasn't, you know, back then it was only Crips in California. Now you got them everywhere, and you got all kind of, you know, all kind of gangs. Just people just make up gangs now. Ain't no rules or nothing. So, of course, it's going to get wild and out of hand like that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know,
you got a
people,
lot of
people. If they was from real gangs, you know, you can't just go out there and murder innocent people without getting reprimanded by your gang. If you're from a real one, you know. But nowadays it's just loose. Everybody's loose. A lot of snitches, and you know, there's really no rules to the game. So you know, I just keep my circle tight and stay focused on that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and you notice too, there's not much guidance for the youth anymore. You know, back in the days, you know what I'm saying, like for example, you know what I'm saying, when Vice Lords or something started, it was a community organization that helped the community.
Yes, sir.
You know, and
you know,
these
same
kids
thing,
don't
same
have
thing
that
with the Crips, community revolution
yeah.
in progress. That's where it
yeah.
originated. But you know, we don't. You know, a lot of these kids don't have big homies. They don't have a role model. Like even if your role model was Michael Jordan, there's not even a Michael Jordan right now. You know, that's out there really pushing anything to the kids. But you know, the basketball players, they play basketball and wear and bring purses to the game and stuff. They don't do nothing that's going to really influence these kids in the right direction other than tell them to get an education. You know, and
yeah.
that's a self anyway, so.
Yeah, well, that's an indoctrination in itself, yeah. You know, the only half-truths are taught at school. I said, when my daughter comes home from school, I got to unprogram half of the shit that they put in her mind, you know, not
yeah.
the arithmetic or you know what I'm saying, none of that shit, but the history, you know.
Yeah,
you got to get your
yeah,
kids right on the history, you know.
Yeah, it's false, you know, and it's a shame, you know, kids nowadays would rather get on the computer or the phone instead of, you know, we used to have to go to the library and go get some real history in our head, but, you know, nowadays everything is pretty much online, so, you know, the kids, they got a different outlook on life, you know, and it's about what they see, not what they learn.
Yeah.
You know, they...
Yeah. You remember back in the day, I mean, you could drink out of the garden hose. You know what I'm saying? You can go off your block. You know, nowadays, I didn't want to let my kid in my backyard if I ain't out there with her. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
It's fucking
yeah.
crazy.
You yeah, know? The kids are programmed differently. You know, we had a lot of parental advisory in our generation growing up, even though, you know, we could get out in the streets and do what we wanted to, but still, as far as what we seen and into to our brains, you know, I couldn't watch At 10 years old, my mom wouldn't let me watch Menace to Society because she would have knew what would have spawned in my brain. Or, you know, my son, I got a younger son, his favorite movie is Friday. You know,
yeah.
my grandma or my mom, they wouldn't have let me watch that because they would have known I was going to go smoke weed. But now you can't even really... Nah, for real, though. I mean,
yeah.
you can't really censor anything anymore because they got so much access. They could, you know, your son got a phone, he could get on YouTube or anything
Google.
when
yeah.
he's not around you and see whatever you want to see. So,
yeah. Funky
yeah.
Wagnalls, that shit's ancient history, you know, compared
yeah.
to what you could find out now. I mean, you can go online and within 2 minutes you can see cartel executions. You know,
exactly.
and yeah, that's exactly, you know what I'm saying, the type of stuff you're talking about right now. I feel that 100%. You know, I won't let my
yeah.
kid even have a Facebook page at this point. She's 10. You know, she keeps saying, I want a Facebook
yeah.
page, I want a Facebook page. What does she do? She comes home from school and tells me that one of her kids got harassed on Facebook. And I said, see, that's why you ain't got a Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's
well,
crazy.
If the government and if they were smart, you know, I don't know about the financial thing with it, but, you know, they should have a Facebook for kids, and it should be monitored. You know, it should be monitored by some adults that's going to keep it clean because
yeah.
letting children interact with adults like that is very dangerous.
Very dangerous. You know, and
I'm not going to hit the block with a baby, man. I'm not going to take my kid out there on the block to let them see what goes on out there, you know.
Hell no.
Parents got to step up a little bit.
You got to, you know what I'm saying, and
yeah.
encourage, you know what I'm saying, activities without the fucking internet, and, you know, take your kid, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, on a nature hike or some shit, or fishing, or, you know, let them get back in touch with, you know what I'm saying, Earth, you know.
Exactly.
Get their brain
well, you know,
away
of,
from
most
the,
of our generation, we didn't have fathers.
Yeah.
You know, growing up in my neighborhood, a lot of my friends was coming from single homes, we didn't have fathers, so... You know, we were each other's family. And, you know, to me, that made me want to be a better father once I became one. So, you know, I'm pretty strict with my kids. They don't get away with too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. Well, you know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Sir.
You was just talking about the movie Friday. And we got a song here, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to smoke my blunt, man. It's got to be self-explanatory, but tell us a little bit about it before I play it.
Okay, well, that's off the Salute the West project I was telling you about with West Coast Stone. It's you know, we kind of, you know, we get in our hippie stage and we make that kind of music. We like, let's do a weed song, and that's kind of what we came up with, something to vibe to, you know, and give a little good energy. And you know, there's a lot of smokers in the world now. I was recording an album in Seattle. You know, weed is legal up there, so
hell,
you know,
yeah,
we're doing our thing and trying to push good music to the people and get them connected with us.
Well, man, I'm gonna blaze this one up for Illinois because we just got legalized too for the medical. So I'll be getting my car soon, and man, it'll feel good to go to the fucking shops, man. You know, like
yeah,
what y'all got
that
out there, you know.
Yeah, enjoy.
So all right, here we
yeah,
go.
They deliver to your front door out here now.
They got delivery services now, like the Pizza Man. Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Sir. The dispensary will deliver it to your front door, or you can order it on the internet.
Man, shit. I used to deliver it to the front door too, but you know, it was a little bit different. But man, they got menus, and I know they got all these different strands and shit, and I can't wait to experience that, man, because I never got to go to any of those spots or to have a fucking delivery man bring me over.
I got my first card in 2006, so, you know, I'm going to tell you, enjoy it once you get it. It's because it's like, you know, just going to the liquor store. If you love liquor, you're going to find what you want. It's the same thing with the dispensaries. You know,
man,
you're going to get something good in there.
Man, I'm ready. Shit, this song's going to make me want it even more. Here we go. I'm going to smoke my blunt, kill a tape.
Sir.
You ain't got no gun, but where the weed at? I ain't got no weed. Shut the fuck up.
It's your boy DJ Brack. Shit. Brack to Rico, man. Hey, Ice. Yeah, man, we taking a smoke break, man, anyway.
I'ma smoke my blunt. I ain't worried about nothing. I'ma cheat. I ain't worried about nothing. Let me hit it. I ain't worried about nothing. Got my green car, so I'm really stunning. I'ma smoke my blunt. I ain't worried about nothing. I'ma cheat. I ain't worried about nothing. Let me hit it. I ain't worried about nothing. Got my green car, so I'm stunning. I ain't worried about nothing. The homies got the weed to blow your brains out.
Brains
up at that kush, let's have a powwow.
Pow-wow.
Smoking on the best that the best made.
Yeah.
If you ain't high, that's some go away. Munching on them edibles all day. 420 every day, all day. Me and the homies roll up. Soon as we hit it, we turned up. In the back of the club, we toe up. Just mix some drinks with my bugs. Green car tucked in the back pocket. One time, can't do nothing about it. I ain't worried about a thing. I'ma let the weed ease the pain.
Say what?
I ain't worried about a thing. I'ma let the weed ease the pain. I'ma smoke my blunt. I ain't worried about nothing. I'ma chill. I ain't worried about nothing. Let me hit it. I ain't worried about nothing. Got my green car, so I'm really stunning. I'ma smoke my blunt. I ain't worried about nothing. I'ma chill. I ain't worried about nothing. Let me hit it. I ain't worried about nothing. Got my green car, so I'm stunning. I ain't worried about nothing.
Real talk. I ain't worried about a damn thing. Cause every nigga with me smoke a lot and gang bang. Gotta have it every day like true fiend. Great Lake, cherry pie or the blue dream. Bubba Kush or the Skywalker OG. Half damn right, widow or the sour D. West Coast life, we don't blow nothing brown. On TDP in the dirt, serving the whole town. Hot till I die with low eyelids. Sativa indica mix, we call them hybrids. Big trees, God's gift. Flip peace for the profit, we on that mob shit. 206, we smoke good. I know you're feeling what I'm feeling if you're from the hood. Still plotting on a million. Growing clouds, money trees all around. Nah, I ain't slowing down.
I ain't worried about nothing, I'ma cheat. I ain't worried about nothing, let me hit it. I ain't worried about nothing, got my green car, so I'm really stunning. I'ma smoke my blunt. I ain't worried about nothing, I'ma cheat. I ain't worried about nothing, let me hit it. I ain't worried about nothing. Got my green car, so I'm stunting. I ain't worried about
nothing. Got a date with a Girl Scout. Cookie smoke, swirl out, twist it up and swirl. Hit it, pass around the world now. We didn't have about three world wars now. I believe a little Kush smoke will calm the world down. Get a bag, breathe hard, no green car. Him fast, getting drunk at the weed bar. In the days off the haze with some lemon in it. This ain't no gateway drug cause the flavor's infinite. Since the age 14, I favor the privilege to enhance my pineal gland through illegal spinning. Caught a cat nap off the cat pits. Took a quarter brick home, pockets did a backflip. Outdoor got you itching, yeah, I'm cool, poppin'. I'ma choke off this hydro heroin. Kush cakes and some watermelon.
I ain't worried about nothing, I'ma cheat. I ain't worried about nothing, let me hit it. I ain't worried about nothing,
got my green car, so I'm really stunning. I'ma smoke my blunt. Ain't worried about nothing, I'ma cheat. Ain't worried about nothing, let me hit it. I ain't worried about nothing. Got my green car, so I'm stunting. I ain't worried about nothing.
Killtick got his green car. I'm gonna get my fucking green car pretty soon. Man, there we go. There we go. That's another weed anthem right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Man, January can't come off soon enough. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, but
shout out to West Coast Stone for that, man. West Coast Stone is he real talented, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. We got does he have any solo stuff coming out?
He got some work out. You could Google him. He produces for a lot of the LA artists because he's up out of Watts, you know. So he's got a nice resume out there. But I'm trying to put him out there on a bigger level because I think he's one of the best producers I could work with, as far as the West Coast sound. So, you know, we all gonna get our props, man. I do what I do. Everybody just gotta play their position. You know.
Yeah, definitely. What about another collaboration album with you and Bo? Is that gonna be in the works too?
Oh yeah, that's already in the works. Moment of Truth Part 2, Ballhead Nuts. Yes, sir.
Oh man. What's the process like? If you can give the fans some type of visual. What's it like with you and Bo in the studio? I mean, how do you guys go about writing your songs and choosing beats and break it down.
We such good friends that it's almost like we battling each other. You know, when we in there and we was doing the first Moment of Truth, he was in the booth rapping. So I'm a Sebo fan too. So I'm listening to his music and I'm like, yeah. And then as soon as he came out the booth, he like, man, Tay, you my inspiration. I was like, shit, you my inspiration too. So let's do it. And we knocked the album out in a week. I mean, it's like clockwork, really.
Just natural.
Good chemistry. Yeah, good chemistry, you know, because we know each other outside of studio too, so it's nothing. We know it's like if you get one of your good friends, and you're like, come on, we're going to work, y'all going to get that job done. So, you know, that's how we look at it.
Yeah, that's, and that's rare nowadays too. Cats that are able to have that type of chemistry. Usually people just send beats through the email and, and ideas through the phone, text message and whatnot. It's good to see you guys actually getting in the lab together, you know.
Yes, sir, reality.
Yeah.
Because that's why I like my last album, which is called The One and Only. I felt like I finally got to go and break away from a lot of people and do my own thing. I got to make every beat from scratch and, you know, work with the producer right there, which I hadn't done in years. Like you said, I've been, producers just send you stuff through emails and you go to the studio and do your thing, but it's a much different vibe when you're there person to person. You know, just like anything, it's face-to-face combat. We in here, we're going to do it. So I like that better, and from now on, that's how I really like to do it. I still get beats emailed to me, but if I had a chance, I go, make a connection with the producer, and it's a personal thing, and the chemistry is better.
Yeah, you can kind of give them an idea of exactly what you want, and if he ain't got it down pat, you say, no, like this. You know, and, yeah, I feel you on that, man. That's where it's at right there, you know.
Yes, sir.
The internet has allowed pretty much anybody to be a producer or rapper if they want to be, you know.
That's why, we got to have some movements to where, we're not going to allow this right here. Like, okay, you want to wear all this skinny jeans and punk fat shit and earrings in your tongue and all that. Really, we need a movement against that because I'm against it. Me and my friends are against it. So, I think we kind of got to vocalize it a lot. I try not to be, negative towards the newer crowd because, music is music and it's going to evolve and everything. But I can't accept that. So, you'll probably hear some songs with me going in on a few people about, how they handling their business these days and dressing. Hey, if you see us pull up, ain't nobody getting out in the skirt but the females, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And that's the way it should be,
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's the way it should be, A lot of these dudes, man, it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you thinking? Like I said, back in the day, you'd see Dennis Rodman or something, that was about it. You know, but I never thought rap, well, you though. Know,
man, you know, people start accepting it. You know, it's like, you know, I come from where you got a freedom of speech, so you're supposed to voice your opinion, and if you can fight, like, you know, this is street mentality, but if you can fight, you're going to say what you want to say. So if I see that, I'm going to tell the person. I'm like, look, man, that's not cool. I don't think you should wear that tomorrow. I've had some, you know, I had a few homosexuals come around me. I'm like, hey, don't come around me and nothing like that again, or, you know, they wear their little flaming shirts and all that. You can't come around me in that, man. I don't represent that. I can't get no picture with you. You know what I mean? None of that.
Yeah, you can't have no dudes, you know what I'm saying, wanting a picture. And, you know, yeah, that ain't a good look at all, you know.
Nah,
definitely,
man.
I feel you on that shit, man. It's crazy, too. You know, you see a lot of these dudes, you know what I'm saying, that I'm not going to call out names, but a lot of these motherfuckers were screaming, fuck the industry and fuck this, and that. Next thing you know, man, they're basically industry whores. You know what I'm saying? They're going to all these motherfuckers like, I don't know, Wiz Khalifa or whoever the fuck these motherfuckers are. And it's like, are you serious? It's like, really? You know, it's like, man, we need the OGs to come together and be like, man, fuck this shit. You know?
Yeah, and I mean that's pretty much how it goes. It's, as you see, none of us actually connect too much with them artists nowadays that are on that. You know, it's a gap between that, and it's
huge
probably gonna
gap.
Stay that way because we're opinionated. You know,
yeah,
it's my right to tell a person what I feel about them, but you know, now that, like I always say, homosexuality is so big because women accept that, man. You know, women like to run around and have gay friends. I ain't got no gay friends. None of my homies got gay friends. And if we find out, we going to beat them up or get them away from us. You know, not even that I'm against it, but, you know, I just think it should be, if they could segregate black and white people back in the early 1900s, I think they could segregate this country. And, you know, if I was the president, I'd stamp a F on every faggot's head and send them on an island. That's what I would do. Let them go do what they want to do. Or else, you know.
Like George Carlin said, man, we'll fence off fucking Wyoming or something and throw all the motherfuckers,
man,
in there.
Yeah, everybody go there. It's like a, you know, be a, man, it's a party over here for the flag. And y'all go over there and do your thing. Don't be out here corrupting my kids, because actually I was in the Bay Area. My son was about 7, and my son saw two men walking the street holding hands, and he looked at me. And I got so mad, you know, I couldn't do nothing to them, but I almost got mad at my son. Like, come on, you ain't supposed to see that. But it kind of hurt my heart that he even had to see that at that age, to where he would have questions about it now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fair.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Man, my daughter, when she was, you know, she's 10, when she was like, I think 6, you know, say, we were watching TV and there was two dudes. I think it was the NBA commercial. I think it was the one with Grant Hill or something saying something like, you know, it's not cool to use the word gay or something like that. And it just, right then and there, I had to explain to her what that shit was. You know, then we go in the supermarket and right on the as you're checking out, John Travolta, gay affair. Then you got to explain to him what that is, or we see some dude walking with, you know, giant pink hair and a. Don't know what the fuck gender it is. Did you hear about in England? Not to get too far off base, we'll go back to the rap in a second, but I gotta tell you this. I know it's in Germany. They're gonna have third gender fucking decisions. Like, if, you know, some kids are born kind of fucked up, the mother or father is gonna be able to choose that, okay, we don't want it to be a male or female. It's gonna be a third gender now. Like a fucking hermaphrodite or some shit. Man, this world is all fucked up.
That's crazy. It's just not right. I feel like if they could restrict how people eat and things like that and how people get jobs, I think they could restrict sexuality. You know, it's got to be like, I mean, they got gay cartoons now, man. You feel me? So they make sure the kids.
Gay superheroes, gay wrestlers.
They make sure the kids see it and, you know, it's bad.
Yeah. It's horrible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you look at, you know what I'm saying, these kids, you want them to watch the wrestling or whatever, or the basketball, and they're into it. You know, Dad, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. Next thing you know, the dude that's getting the other dude in the head scissors is a fucking faggot, you know, and you don't want your kid to see that shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and I bet you when they teach sex education in school now, it's wide open. Which is not right.
Yeah.
I was taught right, man. My grandfather was in the military, and he's African, and you know, he told me your ass is to sit on, shit out of, and fart out of. That's it. That's it. Oh, you better not never be no homosexual. So that stuck in my brain since I was a child. So it's what you teach kids, and what you let them see, and what they're susceptible to. If they see all this gay stuff, which they seeing now, they're going to be curious, man. And it's not like a lot of these kids ain't even gay. They just curious, bored, bi-curious, and, you know, they go out and do stuff.
Yeah.
I'm against it. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too, man. Our movement, you know what I'm saying, is we're strongly against it. Matter of fact, we got a word for them. We call them swaggots. You know what I'm
swaggots,
saying?
I don't deal with no swaggots, man. Even if I didn't have kids, I don't know how I would feel about it if I didn't necessarily have sons, but I have sons. So, you know, the last thing I want my son to be thinking about is dressing like a faggot or looking at Dwayne Wade or LeBron James or somebody walk in with a purse and thinking it's cool. It's not cool.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's not
cool. They're making transgender clothing. Kanye West has his transgender clothing line coming out. And it's just fucking crazy, man. It's just fucking crazy.
Man, I'm going to keep it 100. If I see you with a purse, you a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, there ain't no such thing as a man purse. You know what I'm saying? It's a purse.
Yeah.
You know?
That's ridiculous. Even the clothes, like, man, even when I just recently was going shopping, man, and I was like, man, you can't even buy the normal clothes no more. They trying to make sure you wear something fitted. You know, I'm like, man, this ain't right, you know. I'd rather my balls be free than have something tight on my balls, man.
But they actually got a disease. It's called twisted testicles, man. And I reported this on this other show I got. And what happens is the jeans are so tight, the nuts get twisted, and you have to have them surgically fucking fixed. If not, they turn gangrene, and you have to have the motherfuckers lopped off. So what they're doing is they're creating a castration and feminization of our young male youth. You know what I'm saying? And it's part of the depopulation process, man.
It is. And they're trying to make an extra gender for real in America and a lot of other countries. But, you know, our era, I try to stick to the script. So I tell all the kids that's around me, man, stick to the script. You know, we grew up wearing, you know, parachute pants, shout out to MC Hammer, Hammer pants. You know, I mean, you know, you had some looseness in your area so you could move around. But I don't even see how these kids walk nowadays. I see some kids and some pants so tight, man. I be like, man, these kids run around here looking like Peter Pan, and it's not cool. Not cool at all. You might as well wear a dress.
Yeah,
they might as well wear a dress.
And, you know, most of the rappers are nowadays, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you come in, I mean, we're both in the rap game. I've been a music journalist 15, 16 years, you know what I'm saying? You've been an MC for all these years, you know what I'm saying? We got to defend this shit because it almost gives us a bad name. When people say, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a rap music journalist, or I make rap music. Oh, you like them Kanye dudes now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, don't even throw us in that fucking category. You know, and
well,
being
a rapper, it's easy to get persecuted for your opinion. So I've thought about it many times. Like, I should do an anti-homo song, but I know they'll attack me just like they feel I'm attacking them. So, you know, it's a process, man. I can't change everybody, but like I said, each one teach one. If I could see a young dude and put him in the right direction, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Yeah, that's real shit. Well, you was talking about a song, you know what I'm saying, Reality. We're going to play that right now,
yes,
man. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about that song?
Okay, Reality is, that's also one of my favorite joints off my new album, the one and only, me and Quick to Mac from Long Beach, kind of connecting dots with the Southern Cali and the Central Cali and the Northern Cali car. So, you know, I made sure I went and got somebody from Long Beach, somebody who I was feeling. So he was working with the same producer I was working with, and we came up with the song Reality. And so it's one of my favorites, too.
There it is, right here in the Murder Mass Music Show. If you want to call in, 714-409-0548. But if I put you on the line, you got to speak, or you're going to get, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get the treatment, as we say over here. You know what I'm saying? This is the Murder Mass Music Show, live with Killer Tay.
Let's go slow, that part right there.
It's like everywhere I look.
Put the middle Mathis and Capone.
M-O-B-L-I-S-D.
Come on now.
Like that's it. I'm from Long Beach, don't ever get it twisted. I rather pin your paint sniper style from a distance. You say you're gang, but your gangster is unlisted. What you claiming today? Something different? 22 hours flying overseas, coming through signals, nigga please. I'm tired of these wannabes. When I touch down, all you see is G's. In the bullshit, free C-Lo. Till then, we won't quit. The book of Samuel is still lit. I'm headed 17 south. Catch me rocking events. Me and Lil Half Dead, Big Bread, Corn Fed. Bitches get fed to the head. Old girl, a dope beat. Somebody told me that Buck did it, but if Sue didn't do it, I can't fuck with it. Fuck
I'm
it.
Sick and tired of all these haters around me.
I'm just saying.
My lyrics get better with every 16. My face so handsome, I'm on a big screen. West Coast, mafioso, all my shit's clean. My flow straight coke, I call it Christine. My granddad had perp back, but it's really green. If the kid ain't my son, I call it Billie Jean. I ain't soft, I cut her off. Guillotine, gorilla team, B-O-double-S. No stress, all fire weed from the west. Chestnut checkers in the real world. Kelly gang through the lanes with the same glove. Jealousy all in their eyes when we ride off. They all talk, so they hate from the sidewalk. I'm slow motion in the track, about to blaze up. Feeling phenomenal, Donald Goins, no pimp cut.
I'm sick and tired of all these haters around me.
Bumping in the vehicle, my wordplay suave is unbelievable. I see the whole field, I can't be stopped. They know my soul real, that's why they eavesdrop. The block hot, the gang cold. Take a picture of everything, they glitter ain't gold. I'm turned up to the max. Slow winter time grind, but the summer crash. Big bank, full tank, and D.O.D. know my heart, so I give thanks to the most high, and my fam too. I'm a damn fool, blunt looking like bamboo. Got the OGs grooving and feeling brand new. If I can do it and stick to it, you can too. I gang stoop, they show me love. Gorilla killers still riding for the homies, cuz
I'm sick and tired of all these haters around me.
Man, that's some more of that mob shit right there. Bring back on Killer Tay. Man, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? My brother Mac J, he's at work right now, but he wanted me to shout you out. Says that he fucks with you in St. Louis, man. Tough, so shout out to Mac J. And happy birthday to Marvelous, too. Today's her birthday.
Yes, shout out Marvelous. Yep.
What's it like working with her?
From my perspective, I'm a fan of Marvelous because, you know, you really don't run into that many females with that kind of lyrical capability. So she, you know, I've always been fascinated by her music just for the fact that I grew up around a lot of females that rap, but they weren't no Marvelous, you know what I mean? She rap better than a lot of the men out here, man, still to this day. So, and she, you know, she gets down, her show performances is hot too, so. My hat's off to Sis Mob, salute. WCMG's up.
Yeah. Any female lyricist that can hang with the dudes or even out rap them, you know what I'm saying? Those are the females that stand out. You know, and all you got to give her props.
Lady of Rage always stood out to me.
Yeah. The only problem with Lady of Rage, she didn't put out enough product. But Marvelous, she's got a whole fucking catalog. She definitely got a lot of music out there. You know what I'm saying? So happy birthday, Marvelous, if you're listening. And we always appreciate you. She came on the show a couple times. You know what I'm saying? We had her on that round table. That's another thing I wanted to ask you about. We have these crazy-ass fucking round tables. The one Marvelous was on, and she was on with JT Money, DJ Ready Red, Mr. Servon, Kingpin, Skinny Pimp. I'm probably forgetting a few people. But it was just fucking crazy because it was like having a Murder Dog magazine live on the air with all these people from all these different regions. I don't think that shit has ever been done before, man. Would you be down for something like that?
Yeah, I would love to participate in something like that. That's what I like. I like to sit down and you know, tap into other people's brains, too, because it helps me with my ideas and my forward progress. So, of course, I would participate in something like that.
That's what's up, man, because right now this is episode 95. Episode 100 is coming up, man. I'm trying to have... It's not necessarily going to be a round table, but I'm just going to have people call in. It's going to be like a three-hour special. And if you can call in, man, episode 50, we had like fucking 15 different cats call in. I mean, everybody from the real Freeway Ricky Ross to, you know what I'm saying, fucking Cocaine, you know what I'm saying, and so many other people. You know, if you can call in on that 100 episode, that'll be what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if you support my movement, I'll support yours. That's how we rocking, man.
Hell yeah. And that's how it has to be, man, because, you know what I'm saying, if not, you got to look at these lamestream sites and magazines, man. They're not reporting shit we're doing. You know what I'm saying? They're not fucking with us. They're not fucking with the people that we fuck with like they should be. You know what I'm saying? And they keep writing about the same, you know, 10 or 12 motherfuckers over and over again. You know, so we need to support each other on all levels in this music shit. You know, you're right about that, man, 100%. You know?
Yes, sir.
But what's next for Killer Tape, man? I know you got the album out right now. What's your website again so the fans can cop it?
My website is www.killertaycapone.com. Spell it out, KillaTayCapone.com.
And go get that right now. The name of the album is?
The One and Only. Killer Tay Capone, The One and Only. And I have a deluxe edition coming out with a few extra songs on it. So, you know, a lot of people have been hearing the recent tracks I did, and then I got a whole other set of songs I'm coming with. So it's good.
Yeah.
Off of by West Coast Stone.
See, West Coast Stone, I like dude's beats, man. From what I'm hearing already, you know, dude's definitely got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be, you said you guys got this collaboration project that you're working on. When is that coming out?
We're basically wrapping it up. Actually, I came to California, but as soon as I go back to Washington, we pretty much going to do all the mixing, so we should be having some releases out by, I think we're going to release a couple singles first, but by October we'll have the album out.
Damn. So you guys got to look for that, too. And then also, you know what I'm saying, the Bo Project. When is the SIBO Project coming out?
Well, right now, Bo has he just dropped the Street album, which is available for download or, you know, digital through Reverb Nation, but it's called I Am Gangsta Rap. And he also worked on a solo album, no Warner Shots, but he said he was going to put it out, like, early next year, early 2014.
My idea
with him was, let's finish this Moment of Truth 2 and put that out at the end of this year, like for the last quarter, so you can expect that this year.
Man, you guys just got shit on deck ready to go, and it's been like that for years and years and years. You know, I mean,
what we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. You guys gonna be going doing some touring, or you got anything set up like that?
I've been going on tours right now, and then I got a couple people who I'm working with to hop on some tours with them. But, you know, Bo has traveling restrictions right now, so it's kind of hard for us to all do it at one time. But if we get enough pre-advance to let his parole officer know and everything, we're able to do shows. So, you know, we just slow motion really the last few months. I've been on recording and wrapping up my projects. Getting together my merchandising as far as my T-shirts and hoodies and stuff like that for the winter coming up. You know, just expanding the business, man.
So you definitely, you know what I'm saying, you're ready on all levels. And man, I hope Bo gets off paper, man. They won't leave that man the fuck alone. It's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
My brother been on paper since he was 12 years old, man. It's like a lot of people don't understand it, but for me to be around somebody like that and get to see this every time, like, you know, you see one of your good friends go back to the penitentiary on a violation for a 10-sack of weed or something, it's not fair. You know what I mean? It's not fair that they do people like that, but it has to do with the decisions we make also. So, you know, he's a rider, man. He ride every beef out, you know what I mean? He's not, you know, he's solid with me. He ain't going to snitch on nobody, nothing like that, so... That's why I call him my best friend. You know, real niggas keep it solid. So, you know, hopefully he gets his
freedom
breed,
back. Yeah, man,
freedom costs in America. I don't care what they tell you, freedom costs. You know?
Yeah. I mean, his life, man, you look back. You know, I've been a Bo fan since 94. I think the first thing I got was Autopsy. And, you know what I'm saying, I followed his career. I interviewed him, reviewed his music. And his life is a fucking movie, man. It's just crazy.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Really, I've been around the whole time with him when he was on the run, and it's crazy. We got some amazing stories. We actually wrote a movie based on our life, and it's gonna be called The Moment of Truth. But it's pretty much based on me and his life. You know, we put together our scenes together, and it's a depiction, at least, of what he had to go through and how we made it to where we at. And, it's a lifestyle out here that is like that. It's a lot of, you know, Sebo's not the only one. It's people that live that lifestyle all across the land and have to deal with the system, and the way the system is real crooked. You know, I lost a lot of friends to that, man. You know, people that know different than me and you, man, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of people, man. You know, America, I believe we account for 4% of the world's population, but we also account for 25% of the world's prison population. That is just fucking insane.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
you know
that's
I mean?
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it, man. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? These
I was
penitentiaries,
just about to say that. I was incarcerated one time in Sacramento, and so the guards, they wake you up at 6 o'clock every morning. I asked one of the guards, I'm like, man, why y'all wake us up at 6 every morning? He said, well, actually, we're not counting people, we count money, because each inmate is $240 a day. And, yeah, that sounds like good money to me, because a lot of people go to work and don't make that, you know?
Yeah. Well, just like when you go to war, you know, the people that make the tanks are banking, the people that make the shells, the artillery, the little food package the soldiers get. I mean, it's all fucking business. And it's unfortunate, strictly
business, you know, for the military, you know, it's legal for them to go to other countries and kill people and, you know, innocent people at that, you know, and they don't get any time or any kind of restrictions in their life. You know, they just come back to a regular normal lifestyle with their family. But, you know, we get punished for a lot of our decisions, and they depict it all day. I mean, the movies, everything, they show you it all day. And then they expect people not to live that lifestyle. But, you know, that's just the way American system is set up. You know, my mom, she moved to Africa. And the older I get, I understand why she left. You know, she just said she didn't want to live the American lifestyle no more. And she's more at peace where she is. So.
Oh, that's deep. What part of Africa is she in?
She lives in Nairobi, Kenya.
Wow. Now, have you ever gone out there?
Nah, I haven't been yet. Not me.
Yeah.
I'll probably go visit her one day, but, you know, it's expensive to go over there, and I told her I could take about 10-15 trips around America to where I want to go and have fun, but, you know, it's somewhere I do want to go eventually. I want to take my kids and stuff like that, just, you know, to take them back to the mother, see what it's like. But, you know, I respect her decision now, and, you know, she's comfortable. Like, it's one of the first times in my life where I got to see my mom happy. So, you know, I respect her decision. It's something I might do in the future, too. I used to always be like, man, I want to live overseas somewhere.
Yeah, I'm thinking Amsterdam. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I get my card, there's gonna still be restrictions. So, I'm thinking Amsterdam. You know, but yeah, that's deep. That's deep, man. That's you know, she probably saw the system. You know what I'm saying? For so many years, and is like, man, I gotta just get out of here. And there's a lot of people feel the same way. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people work all their life over here and still don't get what they want sometimes. So. You know, she was a school teacher in Pomona, and she had a situation where a kid hit her, and she hit the kid back, and she got in trouble for it. And she was like, you know what, I'm frustrated with this school system, frustrated with everything, and she made her decision to leave. And that's how I'm kind of the same way with the sign. So if I make a plan, and I'm around with it. So
yeah.
That's what happened.
That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Yes, definitely. You know, but I'll tell you what, man. We're gonna play one more. This is Keep It Mobbin', man. What project is this on?
This is on the one and only, my new project, Killer Take Upon, the one and only Keep It Mobbin'. That's one of West Coast Stone's favorite ones. That's also him singing on the hook, and he's a producer. And I really like the vibe on that song. You know, it's something that keeps a lot of people. They always come up to me and be like, "Tay, we need this, we need your music," you know, it keeps a lot of people's drive going, so it's one of them songs, like, you know, this is the genre that we came up in, and instead of switching up and, you know, trying to jump into somebody else's, we're going to do what we good at and keep it mobbing.
Okay, for sure. Before I get off into the song, though, if, you know what I'm saying, yeah, we're going to get off into some other stuff after this song, you know what I'm saying, but if cats want to get at you for verses, you know what I'm saying, for booking shows, what's the best way to reach you?
You can reach me at tay.capone@gmail.com. So that's Tay with a period, capone@gmail.com. And you could contact me personally. I have a called Blue Sky Management also, but I'm pretty much the head of that, so it's all right to get in touch with me personally, and I'll make it happen.
That's what it is. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. And, you know what I'm saying, I look forward to having you on again in the future. And, you know what I'm saying, let's network, man. Let's link up and, you know what I'm saying, make this shit happen. I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm feeling it. Yes, sir. It's all good.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Killer Tay, you know what I'm saying, coming through tonight. This is Keep It Mobbin'. Stick around. We still got some more show left here on the Murder Master Music Show. Going to get up into some songs, you know what I'm saying, but by Drastico and the homie Scratch LDP, you know what I'm saying, before we get up out of here. Just Keep It Mobbin'.
Early morning, I'm on it, I put the pen to work. I keep this mind shit sacred like I was in the church. It's business first, either cuss or the perp. I never love nothing fake, I wake back when the birds chirp. So I ain't sleeping and tweaking, I'm in a different zone. This ain't no red rag movement, I get my crippin' on. Little nigga, it's GG if you didn't know. And I don't trip for no bitch, we real niggas though. Yo, yo, Capone's for that octane. They so slow, they cram to understand the game. I bang West Coast of Mafia, I do my thing. Patterns like a boomerang, fresh back for the shooting range. I can make you feel my pain. Real killer feeling iller than gorillas in cases. I spend days solo bolo, all my homies dead or in the prison. But when they touch, fuck the world, we got some mind living.
When I'm out here in these streets,
we keeping it
mobbing, keeping it straight up, G.
We keeping it mobbing.
Real niggas do real things.
We keeping
it mobbing.
It's warfare in the air when I step outside. Rag in my left pocket and I'm ready to ride. Walk it like I talk, it ain't no fear in my blood. The loyalty is royalty, but y'all ain't hearing me, cuz. This one's for the bangers and hitters, and real killers with spinners. You know my niggas gorillas,
know my crew is the truth. It's the Def CM gang and all blue in the booth. Doing my motherfucking thing, boy. Sniper rifle aim, turn a hard nigga to pussy. Try to push thug religion, but they still killed cookie. Now I'm back on this mind shit. Speaking what I know though, extorting paparazzi, make them pay for the photo. Mouthpiece, bitches, I could get mine solo. And I doubt these snitches wanna see the mafioso. Without these bitches, I'd be raw like Chris Paul. And ball all year round and never see a pitfall. Money make the world go round, gotta get them chips, y'all. California hustle, got a puzzle like a jigsaw. Hell no, we ain't tryna make friends. Y'all ain't saying they then that's why I came to get it in. Niggas in the graveyard. Two times for my hood, cause we with the shit. Legitimate hustling, trying to benefit. Rap game like the crack game, that's a fact. If you don't push your own product, ain't no money back. Loud pack, that's all I ever smoke. Charisma off the charts, touch your heart like a stethoscope. My liver's dope like a pound or a key. And ain't no rapper in this hemisphere sounding as me. I plan on this sleep, ain't nothing free but oxygen now. My mob is mandatory though, that's why they jocked in my style. My only option is pop around, but they go against the grain. Bit the game will never change, and all I love is Mary Jane, man. I gorilla gang bang and rep for the coast. And I don't fear a fucking thing when my weapon is close.
Keeping it straight up G. We keeping it mobbing. Real niggas do real things. We keeping it mobbing. We keeping it mobbing.
Mobbing.
We keeping it mobbing.
Yeah, shout out to Killer Tate for coming through tonight. Episode 95 of the Murder Mass Music Show. I want to remind you, Monday we got Legendary Cocaine. He's making a return appearance here at the Murder Mass Music Show. Got a caller on board. I'm going to 510, what's up?
What's up with it? It's Ms. Nay from the GG Gorilla Gang. Just wanted to
hey,
call
how you
it.
Doing?
You know, what's up with it?
Yeah. We just missed you. How was your day?
It was good. It was good. But, you know,
yeah,
I just wanted to, what happened?
No, go ahead.
No, I was just, you know what I'm saying, giving big ups to the king. You know what I'm saying? Killer Tay. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. Real proud.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? He's been making a lot of moves over the years and, you know what I'm saying, been one of the most consistent cats. Definitely underrated, you know what I'm saying? His abilities are just crazy on the mic, you know, and, you know what I'm saying? We're happy to have him on the show and join this archive, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up. It's a lot of weak shit out there now, you know what I'm saying? So the model is if it ain't mobbing, we ain't fucking with it.
No, a lot of bullshit out there, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know what I'm saying, we call them swaggots. You know what I'm saying? They're pretty much infected the game. They're poisoning the game right now. And it's good to see that people like Bo and Spice One and Killer Tay and, you know what I'm saying, and a bunch of different other people, you know, still making music that has substance, that has some content,
yeah.
You know. All this twerking,
yeah.
And bullshit, my chain, my rim, my gold, blah, blah, blah. All that's fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? It needs
that
to be
cream
great.
Of wheat kindergarten shit.
Yeah. It's ADD, dumbed down, retard music, and it's made specifically for people that ain't got brains. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're trying to dumb down a whole generation of kids. When you can buy a Killer Tay album, he's going to tell you stories, you know what I'm saying, shit to avoid in the streets, shit to, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying, prepare you for this or to prepare you for that. To me, that's fucking
yeah.
priceless compared to these fucking punk motherfucker. I get so pissed off talking about them. But,
man, we do too. We be in the studio just mad as hell. There ain't no real shit on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is too busy chasing females and shit and other, you know what I'm saying? Niggas forgot about the reason, about music, the real reason. Make it to enjoy it. It's money. You know what I'm saying? There's money to be made out there. Niggas is on some other.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so I'm glad to be a part of the Riff Gang. GG homage, baby, all day.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That's what it is. That's what it is. What you got coming out?
Right now I'm working with Tay on, we're working on my album. We just did some more stuff in the studio, Mayhem and Marvelous. So we got some stuff coming. So.
Sure. Well, keep in touch. Keep in touch with us. You know what I'm saying? Murder Master Music Show. Make sure to visit UGSforLife.com. You know, and check out, you know what I'm saying, our radio. We got other radio shows, too. We got KFYB on Saturdays. That's an adult comedy show. You know what I'm saying? We got the Church of Reality on Sunday. That's a show that's pretty much like I've interviewed, like, ex-sex slaves and people who've seen priests molest kids and real fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
we got a whole bunch of other stuff other than just music. So fuck with us. I really appreciate
you.
Yeah,
for sure. I already followed you up on there on Twitter, so pretty soon I'm going to be up on your show, too, with Tay and them. So it's good. Look for me.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Thank you for calling in.
For sure. Have a good one.
That's what's up right there. This is my homeboy, Scratch LDP. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be on the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show mixtape, Volume 1, which features fucking Balls in My Word Part 2 by DJ Ready Red. You know what I'm saying? SIBO's going to be up on there. You know what I'm saying? JT Money's going to be on there. K Reno's going to be on there. A whole bunch of motherfuckers. I'm pretty sure Killa Tay is going to be up on there. A whole bunch of motherfuckers are going to be up on there, man. Everybody in UGS, you know what I'm saying, Underground Society. And this song right here is called Call the Law. Check this shit out. This is just a preview of what's to come.
Modine, drop that beat, baby.
Is a certified hood classic.
You the type to call the law, tell them everything you saw. Who be getting backs off and turn your back straight on your dogs? We know that you full of shit, we know that you counterfeit. You a rider with police and show them where the guns is. Probably got a Y too, that's why I can't fuck with you. Everything you rap is fool, we know you don't live that dude. You stuff the grammar coke into your nose, act like you slangin'. Lonely at the crib, having dreams of gang banging. Your image is straight watered down, you not jumping town to town. You not chopping up no pounds, you not busting off no rounds. I'ma say your shit stank, call your music dead fish. Lies on top of lies, you even fooled the ones you came up with. Now bitching like a hoe, drama queen on the set, but nobody even stunt you. Have you killed yourself yet? You be like, fuck police, but then you be like, hell police. Something fabricated in your denim, you got fake jeans. You the type to call the law, you the type to call the law, you the type to call the law. You turn your back straight on your dog. You the type to call the law, you the type to call the law, you the type to call the law. You tell them everything you saw. You the type to call the law, you the type to call the law, you the type to call the law. You turn your back straight on your dog. You the type to call the law, you the type to call the law, you the type to call the law. Tell them everything you saw. You a snitch that's reaching, stop snitching, fitting with the Christians, acting like the streets hitting, but you in the crib hitting. Mad because your bitch, and need to get a job pimping. Why you lazy counting wishes? Maybe you should wash the dishes. I'ma call you kitchen bitches, slipping like an old transmission. I wouldn't do no dirt or split no pack with you, you must be tripping. Came up short on everything you fronted, now the hood don't want you. Everybody know you full of shit, you ain't no hell hunter. Pussy turned to gangster in the booth with Jason and Key. Reality, it takes on E, hurting for some gas money. Comedian, you so damn funny, real like the Easter Bunny. It's LDP, you know we run it, Xing out you crash dummy. Bodies get to smelling funky, should've never stole from me. Asking can you hold something, smelling like a dope junkie. Ask them why they nose running, then they wanna spin around. Run straight to police and tell them how you working on this
they
town.
They Decepticons, they transformed into tail and run like Megatron done. Like, then bust back, they gone. See something's gone wrong, your dog's gone. You still here, how come? They wait was all yours. And that's fed to me, done beat the case for hell no. Motherfucker, I ain't buying that, what you said. I done seen too many cases, cops said. I was locked down penny night with these fellas. And the hustle in the country good with these fellas. Every day in our neighborhood, if it's going down, then it's going down, and it went down. If it went down, then it came down. Rick Law with that fresh, we stayed down.
You the type to call the law, you the type to call the law, you the type to call the law. You turn your back straight on your dog. You the type to call the law, you the type to call the law, you the type to call the law. You tell them everything you saw. You the type to call the law, you the type to call the law, you the type to call the law. You turn your back straight on your dog. You the type to call the law, you the type to call the law, you the type to call the law. You tell them everything.
me scratch LVP right there. Again, look for that shit on Murder Master Music Show Mixtape Volume 1. And again, I can't stress how fucking important this thing is. It's nothing but legends from all over the fucking country. You got people on there internationally, you know what I'm saying, Spice fucking 1, you know what I'm saying, K-Reno. And again, man, DJ Ready Red, the first motherfucker to sample Scarface. You know what I'm saying? He did this shit almost 30 fucking years ago. Balls of my word. He's doing a sequel for this mixtape. That's history. You know what I'm saying? You fucking rap sites out there, man, you gotta cover that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got, if you have any fucking representation of rap music at all, you gotta fucking speak on that, because that's legendary. Because, you know what I'm saying, that movie, you know what I'm saying, pretty much shaped so much in hip hop. Plus, that's the same dude that gave the original sound of the Ghetto Boys. You know what I'm saying? Which thus helped create, you know what I'm saying, the Southern Movement, along with people like Mr. Mixon and Two Live Crew. So you gotta fucking, you know what I'm saying, pay respects to my brother DJ Ready Red and everybody else that's going to be on this project. Like I said, fucking Sebo, fucking JT Money, you know what I'm saying, just so many people. It's fucking crazy. Be looking for that shit right around the time we drop episode 100 of the Murder Master Music Show. And again, I promise you guys, that's going to be our biggest show yet. We're going to try to have as many people as possible. You know, we're going to get the regulars like Freeway, Ricky Ross, you know what I'm saying, JT Money, K-Reno. You know we're going to have a lot of people on there, so make sure to tune in. Keep fucking with us, UGSForLife.com, this Saturday, KFYB, Fuck You Bitch Radio, Mac J6 and Lovely Velvet Rose, you know what I'm saying, going to be, episode 51, I believe, of KFYB. And then this week on the Church of Reality, we got an 80-year-old man who was sterilized, you know what I'm saying, when he was 14 years old, right here in America. And we have another man who was sterilized around the same age in Australia. We got an interview with him coming up. So check us out, Church of Reality, 8 p.m. Central, this Sunday. You know what I'm saying? KFYB is this Saturday, 9 p.m. Central. And Monday, we got, you know what I'm saying, Cocaine, episode 96 of the Murder Master Music. So this is the homie Drastico, man, down there in Houston representing this song's Rap Niggas. This shit's off the chain. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's fucking with the UGS movement, man, keep fucking with us. You don't know what we're going to do or when we're going to do it, but we are going to be going in on them fucking swaggots. You know what I'm saying? These dudes wearing purses and lipstick and eyeshadow, you know what I'm saying? Like Killer Tay said, stamp a F on their forehead and drop them off in fenced off Wyoming somewhere. Rest in peace, George fucking Carlin. You had some good ideas, buddy. But this is Drastico Rap Niggas right here at the Murder Master Music Show. See you Monday.
Street niggas, they never touch those. These niggas is keep it real. Guns blast, pain you feel. You boys think baby, it's sip a drink and pop a pill. Just a moment of soul to show you how we live. Thug life, off resident. In the hood, corners of bend. Burning your ass and dead beat. I thought your game from OG, niggas that maintain. Thug of pain, live their life. We can sleep most nights, we almost die. Death no lie, mothers cry, angels fly. Bump in your mouth, it's suicide. Just keep the real, you'll be alright. Break the fall, can't meet the ball.
About some more upcoming projects before we go. Hey, Tay, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Yeah, Tay, man. Yeah, I wanted to ask you a couple more questions if you don't care.
No problem.
I know you got some upcoming projects that you're coming out. Now, the first one is available right now. What's the name of that again?
It's called Philly Tay Capone, the one and only.
Okay.
Real
and
simple.
You can get that right now on your website.
Yes, sir. www.illitankapon.com. Get at me.
And what else you got coming out? I know you got a shitload of other projects coming out, man. I want to make sure that people know about them before we get up out of here.
Okay, well, my future projects that's close to coming out is Gorilla Gang. That's my group, me, Mayhem, Big Judy Camp. It's just my family base. But we got a project called Only in California. I'm putting out a compilation called the Golden State Warrior Comp. I got a few Killer Tape Presents projects, Killer Tape Presents Jay Fresh, Stacks, Racks, and Contracts. I'm going to present myself with an album called Fat Boy Capone. My artist, I got Doobad, Hard White, one of the, you know, he's like our Eminem, one of the tightest white rappers I ever met in my life. My ex Boom Mayhem, his album is called Controversial. And then also we doing a Return of the Mob mixtape, like getting the Mob figures and Sebo, just a whole family together. We're gonna do a little mixtape and get on some of the beats that everybody like and show them what we could do to them and go get that Salute the West, Killer Tang West Coast Stomp coming out real soon. And also the Doja Project, shout out to KJ, shout out to my homie Big Ike. My family, the Kingpins, only everybody, all my Fresno 559 homies. We still rocking together, so it's big, man.
Yeah,
and also,
yeah.
My son, too. I'm about to put my son on. He's 20 years old now. His name is Dollar Capone, but I'm about to work on this project also, so you can expect the family business to get going.
Damn.
We doing it.
See, man, I talking to you earlier, I didn't know you had this much shit coming out. I mean, literally, you got every month... lined up with product, man, and your son. Now, tell me a little bit about your son, man. What's his style like? Is it compared to yours, any, or is he doing something different?
He grew up under the hyphy movement a little bit, so he always told me his favorite rapper was Mac Dre, but, he grew up around our, Sebo's his uncle, and he's been listening to that all his life, so I say he got a combo of both. And, something for the new generation. He got the look, too. He's a little pretty boy, kind of, so, we're going to put him on and see what he do.
Yeah, that's what's up. When's his project coming out?
It'll probably be next year because He did some time in juvenile. When he got out, I made sure he got on to school and graduated and everything. So he hasn't really been in, working with me in the studio like he wanted to. But now it's about that time he grown and he done got out on his own a little bit, 20 years old. So he'll get his chance to shine. I just tell everybody to stay ready. You know, that's what, so, you know, he's going to be ready when it's time because he's trained like that. And I, yeah. And if I wanted to give a little advice to the youngsters and the up and coming artists coming out here, man, just work hard. You know, the main thing is work. You know, even if you got to go get a job to support what you're doing, there's nothing wrong with doing it for yourself, because if you do it with somebody else, they're gonna expect something back, and you're gonna have to divide your profits. But if you go work yourself and get your own and do it yourself, you can do it how you want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That money's coming back, and you can keep pursuing your dream that way, you know?
Man, you know, however you got to get it, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Well, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. And you know what I'm saying? Once again, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you. And yeah, I just wanted to bring you back, make sure that we got everything. And you know what I'm saying? We hope to have you on again in the future. So just keep in touch, bro.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity, man. Much love from the whole West Coast Mafia family.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to everybody over there at West Coast Mafia, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep fucking with y'all. And, you know what I'm saying, you can keep hearing them right here on the Murder Master Music Show. We'll be at you soon, Tay. Peace, brother.
Okay, much love. Keep it cracking.
Yeah, shout out to everybody on West Coast Mafia, Killer Tay, and you know what I'm saying, again, check us out, you know what I'm saying, Saturday, you know, KFYB, 9 p.m. Central, Church Reality, 8 p.m. Central on Sunday, and then special time, 8 p.m. on Monday, we got Cocaine right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Again, shout out to my guest, Killer Tay, for coming on, and everybody tuning in. And don't forget, man, you'll pass this shit around, circulate it. Tell your friends to download this shit, you know what I'm saying? Tell your friends to go to the website, and, you know what I'm saying, let everybody know about the show, and, you know what I'm saying, like the Murder Master Music Show page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at UGS, you know what I'm saying, Society FTI, you know what I'm saying, and we'll keep it cracking. All right, peace.